Earlier this summer, New York Health Commissioner Howard Zucker frustrated state lawmakers when, during a hearing into the effect of COVID-19 on residential care facilities, he declined to offer a total count of deaths at nursing homes connected to the pandemic, citing ambiguity around the calculation. The move has prompted complaints from Democratic legislators, calls for subpoenas from Republican officials, and now the Empire Center for Public Policy, a right-leaning think tank, has sued the state for records that would reveal the full extent of the tragedy at New York's nursing homes. And to discuss the legal gambit, we're joined by the group's senior fellow for health policy, Bill Hammond, who's been diligently reporting on all aspects of the state's response to COVID-19. Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Hi, Dave. Glad to be here.
So right now, from the Cuomo administration, what is the official count we're getting of the number of nursing home deaths tied to COVID-19?
It's right around 6,500. That's the way they counted it. That's people who died while they were physically within the four walls of the nursing facility. The big complaint that people have, including me, is that they're leaving out if a resident is transferred to a hospital before they pass away, that person is not counted in the health department's tally. And a lot of people feel that they should be because the chances are they contracted the virus in the home, and that's where they live.
So what are the records that you're trying to obtain, and what do you think they will show you when it comes to the full extent of deaths tied to nursing homes?
Well, from early on in the pandemic, the health department required nursing homes to file daily reports. It's in a system called the Health Emergency Response Data System, or HERDS. They've been requiring nursing homes to file daily reports about a number of things, including the number of residents who died. And they asked separately in the questionnaire for people who died within the facility and people who died while outside the facility, mostly at hospitals. They gathered that data, but then they have only been reporting the answer to one of those questions. And so that's back in early August, I filed a request under the Freedom of Information Law to get the records of the answers to that second question about the number of residents. I mean, I actually asked for all of the numbers, not just the outside, the home numbers. So that was in early August. It was around the time, it was on the day that Commissioner Zucker testified and basically declined to give the full count to the legislature. They eventually got back and said, we can't give you those records until early November because we're conducting a diligent search. I'm paraphrasing, but the idea was that they needed more time to do this diligent search for the records. And my reaction was, they don't need the search. We know exactly where the records are. They're in the HERD system, the same HERD system that the health department uses on a daily basis to put out the limited data that they do put out. And they don't need the extra time. And under the Freedom of Information Law, they're supposed to give it to me as promptly as possible. And so I appealed. They rejected my appeal. And at that point, the only recourse we had at the Empire Center was to go to court.
Yeah. So what does your lawsuit argue?
I mean, I basically just summarized it. It argues that these are clearly public records. The records that the state has in its possession, that they've been using this one data system to gather two sets of information on the same, they're gathering multiple information about the coronavirus pandemic and nursing homes, including a count of how many people died in the facilities and a count of how many died outside the facilities. They've only been giving us the answers to one of those questions, even though they're both maintained in the same database. There's no valid reason that I can see why you would withhold one of those numbers while releasing the other.
So basically you're asking a judge to then say, Cuomo administration, Department of Health, you're not following the Freedom of Information law, hand over the records.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Bill Hammond, Senior Fellow for Health Policy for the Empire Center for Public Policy, which has sued the Cuomo administration's health department to force them to release records that could show the full extent of the COVID-19 deaths connected to nursing homes. So why do we need these numbers now? Why can't we allow the health department to, you know, release them at their leisure?
The thing that gets, there's been this big fight about how the state handled coronavirus, particularly in nursing homes. And there was this directive that the health department issued on March 25th, where they wanted to move patients who had recovered from coronavirus, they wanted to move them out of hospitals. And some of those patients were nursing home residents. And so they basically wanted to send them back to their nursing homes. These were people who had been sick but had gotten better. They were on the mend, but they were still positive for the virus. And some nursing homes had been resisting taking these patients back because they were concerned about the infection getting into their facilities. And the state basically said, no, we can't afford to have you turn these people down. You have to accept them and then they didn't really have an LS. They said you have to accept them. And in fact, they said you can't test them before they come back. So you can't even know for sure whether they have the virus. Some nursing homes objected strenuously to that policy, but it remained in force under the governor's emergency authority. And there's been a debate ever since about how much trouble that decision caused, how many people got sick, and how many people ultimately died as a result of that order. The health department put out a whole report arguing that that report had no significant effect. I think a lot of experts are dubious of that finding. Here's the thing. The health department's report was based only on people who died within the facility. So they were even when they were doing this alleged scientific, quasi-academic type study of the issue, they were using only the partial data, which really doesn't make any sense from a scientific point of view. And this is, I think, people are convinced, including me, that the number of the full count of mortality in nursing homes is going to be substantially higher than the one that has been made public, and that it's going to change the statistics about how New York's response compares to the rest of the country. It's going to raise new questions about some of the Cuomo administration's decision making. It's going to shed a harsher light on some of those decisions. And the governor himself has identified this as a political attack. He's basically said anybody who's raising this issue and criticizing my decision making on this front is doing so because they are motivated by political animus. They're trying to get me. They're trying to embarrass me to defend the president, or they're trying to help Republicans. And I don't think I feel like he's the one actually in that situation who's politicizing the issue, because this, like I say, this is it's a legitimate thing for people to be curious about. We're talking every day, and including the governor himself has been talking every day about what the numbers are and what they mean. And he said that his policy is driven by the science and driven by the statistics. And yet in this area, he's not giving us the bottom line.
In Washington, D.C., the Trump administration has been faulted for interfering with the release of data from health officials, saying they're trying to, you know, put things in the best political light. How do you think this decision in New York to prohibit the release of the records you're requesting compares to what we're seeing at the federal level?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily draw that comparison. Well, for one thing, in Washington, you have these agencies that are actively trying to put out information, and the political leadership is interfering with that process. In New York, the commissioner, who is a doctor and a qualified public health scientist, he is technically the one who issued the March 25th directive, and he's also the one who's releasing and not releasing the data. I mean, he's under the influence of the governor, but he as a scientist is you know, part and parcel of this policy. And I'm not aware of any agitation going on inside the health department to do differently. There may be individuals in the health department who, you know, want to see this data come out, but that hasn't come to light.
Republican lawmakers have argued that the legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, should use its subpoena power to demand the relevant records from the health department. Do you think that's an avenue that could be pursued to get to the bottom of this?
You know, that is, I mean, obviously that's a legal option. You also have the U.S. Justice Department wrote a letter to the governor asking for the missing information for a limited number of homes that are either owned and operated by the state or by local government. You have a Freedom of Information request. And then there's the Centers for Disease Control has authority to collect data from nursing homes. They have been collecting limited data from nursing homes, only going back to mid-May. It seems to me they could also, in a relatively simple fashion, simply ask the nursing homes to report retrospectively on what happened, and then they could put that out publicly. I mean, it's kind of amazing to me that you have all these different players and agencies with an expressed interest or with responsibility regarding nursing homes and an authority to gather data and to share the data, and they're all doing it in a kind of partial way. They're all kind of dancing around what really happened, and I can't fully explain why that is.
We've been speaking with Bill Hammond, Senior Fellow for Health Policy for the Empire Center for Public Policy. Bill, as always, thank you so much for making the time. It was a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Capitol Press Room, which you can take with you on the go wherever you download podcasts. Our engineer in Syracuse is Dave White. My producer in Albany is Tim Williams. I'm David Lombardo. Thanks for listening.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.